crowd sizes, trade deficits, the dishonest media. Donald Trump has made a number of claims during his first few days in office. Which ones ring true? WSF's Steve Newborn checks in with Katie Sanders with PolitiFact Florida.
We're only a few days into the Donald Trump presidency, and already the claims are coming fast and furious. It all started the very first day with the inaugural address.
We've made other countries rich, while the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country has dissipated over the horizon.
Well, let's check on that claim with PolitiFact Florida's Katie Sanders. Hey, Katie.
Hi there.
All right, Katie, Trump famously talked about American carnage with rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. But has the wealth, strength, and confidence of our country really gone into the tank?
It really hasn't compared to the other countries of the world. For this fact check, we turned to data from the International Monetary Fund, and economists told us we should look at GDP, or gross domestic product, and then GDP per capita, or per person, the per person share of the wealth, if you will. And by both of those measures, the United States far and away outperforms the other countries, especially China.
When you talk about GDP and per capita, you have to take into account that China has about 3 to 4 times as many people as we do. So isn't that a factor there, this whole thing with the trade deficit and how much he says they're eating our cake?
It does, but the fact remains that the United States has an $18 trillion economy. This is massive. And China is a good one-third behind in terms of wealth, despite all of its many people. And if you're looking at GDP per capita especially, there are more people for the money to be shared, if you will. So the United States has not been just giving away its money to its competitors or its trading partners. Certainly some American jobs have been traded off with some Chinese jobs, but for Trump to make such an overarching point in his inaugural address, it was really short on the facts. So we rated it mostly false.
Next up, just 2 days later in a speech at the CIA headquarters, Trump made this claim.
As you know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth. And they sort of made it sound like I had a feud with the intelligence community. And I just want to let you know, the reason you're number one stop, it is exactly the opposite.
Now, Katie, can he really fault the media for this one? I mean, I remember him comparing the nation's intelligence services to Nazi Germany.
So did we, actually. That sound you heard was the jaws of journalists dropping to the floor about this attempt to rewrite his harsh and dismissive tone toward the intelligence community. It was not hard to debunk this. We actually rated it false. Trump had at one point said, as different reports were coming out about the intelligence community's findings or what was under investigation, there's been some salacious claims that have been published by some media organizations, and definitely not all, involving Trump and Russia and some intelligence that the CIA had gathered. But Trump really lashed out, and he wasn't lashing out at just the media. He was lashing out at the intelligence community for these links. At one point saying, are we in Nazi Germany? We talked to an expert who said this kind of tone and treatment of the intelligence community is unprecedented. Trump openly doubted these conclusions that they presented about Russia trying to interfere with the presidential election, and he then went on to criticize them. So it really was quite striking, and even more striking that he would try to deny that he was doing that.
So, Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida, do you think that President Trump is going to keep the fact checkers really busy?
We're only a few days into this administration, and it's already been quite busy with the comments about the crowd sizes, and now he's bringing out the falsehood about millions of votes cast for his opponent, and that's why he lost the popular vote. It's not looking like we're going to be twiddling our thumbs.